We're speaking with Jesse Horton of the Minority Cannabis Business Association. Jesse, please tell us about your organization.
Sure. My name is Jesse Horton. I'm the chairman of the Minority Cannabis Business Association. We were founded last year and officially launched in April of 2016 this year. And our focus is economic empowerment, social justice, and patient and consumer awareness for people of color in the cannabis community.
Why did you form the organization, and what are the real goals and objectives?
Sure. So I think the reason that it's so very important is we have the statistics, we have the firsthand knowledge that cannabis has been used as a great piece of the war on drugs as a way to target communities of color. Primarily, African-American men have had arrest records as it relates to cannabis exceedingly high as it relates to the rest of the population, even though we understand that the consumption rates are nearly identical. However, what we see now is that as this great industry is being built, we're seeing the medicinal benefits of cannabis. We're seeing especially the economic benefits of cannabis. We're not seeing a lot of those benefits being had in those same communities that bore the brunt of cannabis prohibition in our country.
Jesse, your organization is entitled the Minority Cannabis Business Association. Do you feel that minorities and people of color have been systematically blocked from starting cannabis businesses?
I don't think that there's much racism involved in as it relates to this issue in general. I think that what we're seeing is that the high barriers of entry that are required to get into the industry, and I think that's what's systematic. You're seeing people who have the ability, who have the financial means, who maybe have the ability to kind of corner a piece of the market for large barriers of entry. And even when you get down into typical business fees and compliance fees that aren't required in other industries and in other businesses are going to be those barriers that hurt not just African-Americans, not just people of color, but people from a socioeconomic background that aren't able to meet that threshold, even though it's not really needed in order to have a successful cannabis business.
Jesse, my understanding is your organization is holding an expungement event. Please tell us more about that.
Sure. So we are, MCBA, along with Marley Natural, is holding the cannabis-related expungement day on August the 27th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Village Ballroom on Deakum Street in Portland, Oregon. Please sign up if you know of someone who has a cannabis-related crime, or if you yourself has a cannabis-related crime. We would love to help you and get that expunged off of your record free of charge via Marley Natural.
And anyone interested in participating or joining the organization can sign up via your website?
Of course. We do not just have people of color in our organization. It's everyone. We want the MCBA to be a true reflection of the cannabis community. And please go to our website, www.minoritycannabis.org. Again, www.minoritycannabis.org.
Jesse, thanks very much for your time. For KBOO News, this is Ray Bodwell.